Enter an asylum from which you may never escape. Leave all your sanity behind. It can't help you now.
Quick, somebody get the fire brigade.
You can destroy it. I will destroy it.
Ah, it's you!
Now do you believe it? Thank God you've seen it. It has to be seen to be believed.
It's enough to drive you out of your mind into your grave.
A scientific expedition that turns into a nightmare for all but a few.
Sometimes it almost sounds like something human.
Have you seen it? You don't really believe we're going to find anything out there.
Well, Dr. Prell thinks we might.
Oh, Prell's got a thing about snowmen.
Vrijmaken van mens en buizing.
1500 bewoners zullen maandag van top tot teen worden ingesmeerd. En dan...
...een hoog tempo. In het verzorgingshuis, het huis, maakt men zich op voor een enorme operatie. Het schurft vrijmaken van mens en behuizing.
1500 bewoners zullen maandag van top tot teen worden ingesmeerd. En dan moet hier Hugo Waard en het verpleeghuis schurft vrij zijn. De kamer krijgt een uiterst grondige beurt met de stofzuiger en ook de gordijnen verdwijnen. De uitbraak van schurft in heer Hugo Waard heeft een ongekende omvang. De bron was een geriatrische patiënt die zonder het zelf te merken uitzonderlijk veel larven bij zich bleek te dragen en een grote verspreiding veroorzaakte. En dat veroorzaakt een vreselijke jeuk. Een rigoureuze actie is het enige middel om van schurft af te komen.
Ja, en om geheel zeker te zijn dat de schurft ook helemaal weg is, wordt de operatie in heer Hugo Waard over ruim een week nog een keer helemaal herhaald. En Moskou vreest na deze aanslag een bloedige kettingreactie in de regio. De pelgrims zijn waarschijnlijk gestuurd door het regime van Saddam Hussein. Die wil aandacht. Iets gruwelijkers is haast niet denkbaar. Kinderen die gedwongen en onder invloed van drugs andere kinderen vermoorden, volwassenen ombrengen, eigen familieleden doodschieten. En een van de gewelddadigste.
Een prachtige stranden. De rebellen hebben op grote schaal burgers verminkt door handen, armen en benen af te hakken. Voordat hij in een moordenaar veranderde, was hij zelf al een slachtoffer van het geweld. Civilian kreeg van de rebellen allerlei drugs ingespoten en moest vervolgens, om zijn trouw aan het rebellenleger te bewijzen, zijn eigen grootouders vermoorden. Overigens misbruikt ook de huidige regering kinderen.
En volstrekt onvoorspelbaar. En zeker zolang kinderen misbruikt worden om onder de invloed van allerlei drugs de meest vreselijke misdaden te begaan, lijkt echte vrede voor toch heel ver weg.
En dan maar het weer, tenslotte, met Kool.
Veel bewolking en regen, dat is wat het komende weekende ons gaat brengen.
En ik wens u alvast een heel prettig weekende.
Amsterdam. London, Hongkong.
Alles zum Einsatz bereit machen. Los! Halt! Lass mich! Stehen bleiben!
Du bist verrückt. Verschwinde aus Hongkong, sonst bist du ein toter Mann.
Sie treiben ihr schmutziges Geschäft in den Metropolen der ganzen Welt. Im Kampf um die Vorherrschaft im Millionengeschäft mit dem tödlichen weißen Schnee ist ihnen jedes Mittel recht. Nur ein Mann ist in der Lage, dieses Verbrechersyndikat zu gefährden. Der Tiger von Taipei, der Jäger und der Gejagte.
Die Brüder haben sich ganz schön verrechnet. Noch bin ich am Leben.
Auf wen hast du es abgesehen?
Auf wen wohl?
Ich kenne da ein paar Leute, die eine Menge Geld dafür zahlen, wenn sie rauskriegen, wer ihnen diese Information gegeben hat.
Passen Sie auf, ich werde Ihnen jetzt einige Namen vorlesen. Lo Fung, Tommy Long, Laplo... Jungle.
Die Schweine haben es rausgekriegt. Den Detektor konnte ich nicht reinlegen. Wir sollten hier verschwinden.
You can run. You can hide. But eventually, you'll need to get some food. And the only thing between you and those canned beans... is a stinky, rotten, brain-eating zombie. Here's how to survive a zombie attack. Zombies can be created by possession, voodoo, or a virus, and they usually want to eat you, or at least bite you. They can turn you into one of them with just one bite. Luckily, This time, a horde of zombies is not coming your way. It's just a classic one-on-one attack. If you're not careful, you'll be craving people's brains for dinner, too. What's the best weapon for a zombie fight? How can you hide in plain sight? And how can you recover from a zombie bite? If you're living in a zombie apocalypse, you know that each time you go outside could be your last. Follow these tips if you want to live a long and, frightening life. Step 1. Stink up.
Hello friends, welcome to erectile dysfunction, also known as ED. Erectile dysfunction means that a man cannot achieve or maintain a sufficient erection for sexual intercourse. This can be temporary or chronic, and can have various reasons behind it, such as health problems or lifestyle factors. We will discuss the types, causes, and symptoms of ED, how to handle erectile dysfunction in a relationship, and some natural remedies. We will share an important tip that will help you manage erectile dysfunction effectively. Primary erectile dysfunction occurs when a man has never been able to successfully engage in intercourse. In other words, he has never been able to achieve an erection. This problem has always been present, making it a lifelong condition. There can be several reasons for primary erectile dysfunction. Genetic factors. Some men have conditions from birth that affect their erectile function. Developmental issues. Problems during sexual development at puberty can also cause this issue. Psychological factors. Traumatic experiences or severe anxiety and stress during childhood or adolescence can be contributing factors. Medical conditions. Certain medical conditions, like hormonal imbalances or nerve damage, can also lead to primary ED.
When I see strength and courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion. Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. We stand on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. You cannot deter us. We will fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea the dragon you have awakened. You have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic. Because our children are strong, and our grandchildren will be strong, and our children's children's children will be strong. And what will you leave behind? nothing, nothing. To our enemies, you have nothing to give, you have nothing to offer, you have nothing to share but bitterness. We have beauty, we have light, we have goodness, we have determination, we have vision, we have strength. We built the world that we inhabit now, generation by generation, and we will defend this world. We will defend goodness, we will defend light, we will defend virtue. You cannot terrify us. You cannot frighten us. You cannot threaten us. Because we are on the side of goodness. We are on the side of God.
Russia, nation in conflict. God's instrument to fulfill end time prophecy. World War III. Will it be fought with conventional armaments or nuclear weaponry? Armageddon, Satan's last attempt to thwart the eternal plan of Almighty God.
Pat, this is...
The reason why I ran because that man, the way he look all dumb and crazy.
Those little boo-boo dolls are demonic. Get rid of them. It is that deep. I just watched a video, multiple videos at this point, but this specific one was this girl came to her mom upset because she said her Labubu doll eyes turned green. And then it smiled at her. The smile on it got larger. That mom went and actually ended up lighting it on fire and burning it. That is exactly the right thing to do. People think these are just dolls. These are harmless. It's not that deep. It is that deep. If you look at the original story, the person who invented the Labubu, where he got the idea from, it originates from a monster. It originates from a monster that resembles the devil. These dolls carry spirits, especially when they originate from a demonic source. It is that deep. I don't have to tell you guys, I'm sure you've seen stories all over TikTok of people having demonic paranormal experiences when purchasing these dolls or having them in their possession. The fact that these Labubu dolls are specifically for children is even worse because children are even more prone and sensitive to spirits. Do not allow your children to get these dolls, and if you have them, throw them away and burn them.
Law is a whole body of rules for our conduct made by representatives of the people and enforced by established means. We all know that there are many don'ts in the laws we make. Law prohibits what the majority decide is wrong. Law directs what is agreed to be right. Laws require you to go to school so that you and society will benefit. And laws provide the schools for you to attend. Thus, every day you come in contact with social controls, with custom, with moral code, and with law. Suppose this were you. What social controls affect you? Well, in your family, and your school, and your church. In your whole community, there are customs and moral codes which guide your actions. Many of these customs and mores are enacted into formal laws. The town or city in which you live has laws which control you. There are state laws passed and enforced by state governments. And the federal government in your name makes laws which affect you. And we are hopefully working toward a still higher level of law, the law of nations united for world peace.
Look out! The Street Fighter is back! And his friends have been waiting for him. They'd all like to see him dead. The return of his arch enemy, Junjo. Yes, Junjo returned from the dead for revenge.
The Mafia's ordered me to kill you, and I'm going to do just as they say.
The Mafia's moved into Japan. And what they can't buy, they take. But the Street Fighter's not for sale.
You can't order me around even if you have money.
I think you'd better think this over, because you know what can happen.
Stick it right in your ass.
He knows too much, so kill him.
I'm showing you how the Mafia works.
So you're the Mafia boss in the area.
Made a very good idea. Take over. Oh.
Vergelijkbaar is met het eerste stadium van hersendood. Een situatie die vergelijkbaar is met het eerste stadium van hersendood.
It was equipped with a nuclear warhead with the power of 20 megatons of TNT. On January 1, 1977, we shipped it to our military base in Thailand. During transit from Subic Bay, it was found missing.
What do you mean missing?
Actually, it was stolen. We're devoting every effort to investigate this matter, but no direct clues have been found so far. However, our people are intercepting some rather heated communications about a certain project called Alpha, which seemed to originate in Southeast Asia after the missile with its nuclear warhead was stolen. Now, it might just be coincidental, but we suspect that the two matters are actually one. The possible parties involved are General Yang, former military leader of Cambodia. Treacherous and tricky. He'd stop at nothing to regain power. Jake Ku, the former strongman of Southeast Asia. Notorious for his political maneuvering. Ambitious. Also an extremely ruthless man. There are also a few terrorists who call themselves Fuji, who've suddenly appeared from nowhere. We know very little about them, except that they have very modernized weapons and an insignia on their wrists. And finally, gentlemen, the Kremlin. Of course, we cannot rule out the possibility of the KGB, who appear to have infiltrated that area at all levels in an attempt to create a Russian sphere of influence.
Want dus we hebben het zien gebeuren vanaf het begin. Jongelui die willens en wetens een conflict uitlossen, met stenen gingen gooien. En het is ongelooflijk wat hier vernield wordt. Daar is een auto in brand gestoken. Die is compleet uitgebrand. En zo houden de oproepkraaiers, de politie hier aan de gang. Door de demonstranten, of ik moet eigenlijk zeggen demonstranten, dat is te veel eer voor het gespuis dat hier momenteel met het Amsterdamse wegdek de politie te lijf gaat. Voor het gespuis dat hier met de politie te lijf gaat. Maar het is onbegrijpelijk dat de politie nog zo tolerant is. Het is ongelooflijk wat hier vernield wordt.
Wat voor angst voor het maakt is. En als ze met dat gekke lange haar en met die rare kleren aan, die maar een gang mag gaan en die maar echt het lollies in de mond moet stoppen.
Ik ben dus de geel erachter taakt en mijn moraal was dus helemaal naar beneden gegaan. Want op een gegeven moment spoor ik dus ook bloed van een ander en allerlei vuile verbindingen zoals landbouwvergiften. Waardoor ik dus eigenlijk dus nu ziek ben geworden. Dus niet nog bepaald door de drugs, maar door dus de zwendel of de troep. De bijverbindingen die ik door heb genomen.
En dan wilde die, heb ik hem met moeite tegen kunnen houden, want hij wilde uit het raam springen, want hij zegt, dat kan ik gewoon, dat kan ik. Er is niemand, hij zegt, jij ja, hoeft niet bang te zijn, want ik kan dat gewoon.
Nou, dat was deze, daar ben ik een beetje voor teruggekomen. En met LSD is dus ook nog erg zo, dat je hebt er erg veel verschillende soorten, ook veel verontreinigde. Waardoor je dus eigenlijk het gevoel hebt, net of je aan een hersenbeschadiging bezig bent, apart van een trip, waardoor je dus psychotisch wordt.
En ik vind het zo verschrikkelijk zielig wat die kinderen doen. Want we hebben hier één keer gehad dat hij hier thuis gespoten heeft. En toen is hij volgens mij grenzend gewoon aan het waanzinnig. Dat is zoiets groot, ik hoop het nooit niet. Het is zo erg als je ziet wat ze hun eigen in een tijd van een seconde aandoen.
Wat is een steenbril? Fluithaas, scheen je hondenkop!
Nee, pijlen.
If you're hearing these words, it's not a coincidence. Something powerful is moving in the invisible. And it's calling out to you. Since the day you were born, a guardian angel has been watching over you. He's seen your struggles, your regrets, your silent prayers. He knows what you've been through more than anyone else ever could. And now, he wants to speak. I've been connected to the angelic realm for over 40 years. Today, I was chosen to deliver a message meant only for you. A sacred message, a revelation about your life, your path, and the force that's been waiting to help you. But that's not all. Your angel is also ready to reveal his celestial name, the one only you are meant to speak. And he wants to give you something even more precious.
God created masterpieces. But God also continues in verse 17 of Ezekiel chapter 28. And God says, I will cast you to the ground. I will cast you out of heaven. See, God cast him down from heaven to the ground of earth. And verse 16 says, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. So here we see that because he had...
Oh, Jesus, did you piss in this or something? Oh, just a little.
Did you see somebody leave the alley with that lady I was with?
I didn't see anything. I just came out for some air. You know, it was a little crowded inside. I came out, I saw some guy in there. He was going through the garbage. Some stink bomb, you know? Real bad odor. He was poking around, he was stinking up the place. It smelled like my grandmother's hamper. I didn't want to make the business bad for you here. I wouldn't lie. I swear to God. I swear to Joseph, Jesus, and Mary on the cross. Why would I lie to you? You know you're a big man around here.
You saw with me 100 fucking times. Why don't you come in and call me, you fucking imbecile?
You're fucked up, you know that, don't you?
Pick up.
It was a scum from the junkyard.
Fuck you. Give me a bottle of booze. Here's my dollar. Suck my dick.
Here's your booze.
Suck your own dick, you schmuck. Fuck you. Suck my dick. Suck your own dick, you schmuck. You've been drinking too much of this shit, you lunatic. Why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Go fuck your dog, Ed.
Very pleasant, very witty, prick lips.
You greedy scum bastard! Well, I want some!
Richter here, patch it through.
You're on, Mr. Gohagan.
What the fuck is going on down there?
I'm trying to neutralize a traitor, sir.
If I wanted him dead, you moron, I wouldn't have dumped him on Earth. Did you hear me?
What was that, sir? I couldn't hear you.
What are you doing?
Wait again. Switching to another channel, sir. I've got sunspots.
Check this out. Call him back. Call him back.
I'm losing you. Where is he? Back to left.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Shit.
Would you please repeat that? Fasten your seatbelt.
Don't do it! Your plane is for the answer.
There!
It's a close plane. And the most important thing in an accident is that you can take
your money. Ik ben op donder hier, Laura.
Maar voor de camera, man. Dit is wat onze dochters iedere dag meemaken. Hardwerkende burgers worden te vaak overvallen. Soms wel 3 keer per maand. Het is helemaal te gek voor woorden als de eigenaar in de cel komt en de dader in de watten wordt gelegd. Tot hier en geen centimeter verder. Bij Trots op Nederland wordt Nederland weer keihard aangepakt. De politie wordt in de baas op straat.
De overheid neemt al jarenlang de verkeerde beslissingen die u handenvol geld kost.
Wij zijn het zat. Dat moet veranderen. Geen uitkeringen meer voor mensen die niet willen werken.
Heeft, die horen, dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Baby, I've got some tits. They're big, they're round, they're amazing. I can bounce them up and down. They're so big, they're hard to manage. My tits are huge. Oh, they're so grand. I can use them to turn heads and make all the boys go, left and right. They're so big, they're a wonder. I can use them as a trampoline. make all the boys go, what the fuck, man? My tits are huge. Oh, they're so grand. I can use them to turn heads and make all the boys go, whoa, man.
solidarity. Yet it cannot be denied that the disproportionate fear of our invocation of anarchy strikes upon the sovereigns of the world. The black flag flies again in the form of the straw hat pirate flag from the One Piece anime, unquote. 11. June student strikes in Cuba from Confederation of Revolutionary Anarcho-Syndicalists, a website in Cyrillic. This article is about student protest and unrest in response to increased rates for internet usage. Quote, the Cuban president acknowledged the seriousness of the situation, but refused to reverse the price hike. Faced with unprecedented protests, the government opted for a more cunning tactic. University officials identified leaders of the movement. Some were offered bribes, others were threatened with trouble for their families. A dialogue table was simultaneously organized with a group of specially selected students, resulting in a statement issued on behalf of the student body, in line with the official line, but at the same time creating the impression of openness and a willingness on the part of authorities to listen to public opinion. Unquote. PSYOPs. Everywhere PSYOPs. 12. Digital ID. The new chains of capitalist surveillance. From Ada Roa, Workers' Solidarity Movement. An anti-civ argument against the move to use digital IDs that doesn't mention the word civilization. Uses various international cases to argue that identification has always been a tool of the state and that digital ID will only be worse. Quote, perhaps most insidiously, digital ID normalizes surveillance itself by embedding digital checkpoints into daily life, whether entering a building, logging into a service, or accessing healthcare. Surveillance becomes routine. What once might have provoked outrage becomes ordinary. Control does not need to be imposed violently when it is integrated seamlessly into the everyday functions of existence. Unquote. Oh, and some thoughts on how to resist, too. That's always nice. This is the best piece I've ever read out of AWSM. That was Digital ID, The New Chains. 13. Telephone pole camera in Southeast Portland from Rose City Counter Info. An alert about a specific camera in a specific location that is also a reminder that cameras are in many places, what they can look like, and that they can look different, and some other thoughts. Quote, utility boxes like the one found in Southeast Portland are a common concealment method for cameras, but they are not the only method used by law enforcement. Companies, including Eugene, Oregon-based company Obsidian Integration, also manufacture camera units disguised as transformers and cameras that look like streetlights, to name a few. Most of the pole cameras used by law enforcement can be spotted with a keen eye and a basic knowledge of electrical and telecoms infrastructure. Unquote. There are links for more info. 14. Confessions of a Communard, The Rocky Road to Collective Change. From Don Copolitan, a marketing website for an agency that does media, graphic design, etc. So that's weird. This is a bloggy-style post that explicitly references Catholic confessions. What the fuck? To tell us, quote, our personal lives must mirror our political beliefs, unquote. This text references political prisoners and famous international movements to convince us that we need to walk our talk, like the newbiest activist to ever give you advice. This piece is simplistic and embarrassing and not worth the pixels. I guess we were warned by the clues in the title alone. Religious image, communist reference, trite metaphor, and vague hand-waving. 4 out of 4. 15. Who's Afraid of a Little Anarchy? From New Mandala by Mohammed Nufal Rizki. The tagline for this New Mandala website is, quote, New Perspectives on Southeast Asia, unquote, and it's hosted by an Australian university. So there's that. This post notes the same dynamics as the one by Simone Magsalin, referenced earlier, that governments are blaming or giving credit to anarchists for recent riots and unrest. This piece talks only about Indonesia and goes into more detail, including historical context. Anarchists have been part of Indonesia history, and there's a little bit of funny etymology. The author here apparently doesn't know that anarchy is used pejoratively to mean chaos in many, if not all, English-speaking countries. Anyway, this is an accessible text on what's been going on in Indonesia if you're late to this particular party. 16. How Philly anarcho-punks blended music, noise, and social justice in the 1990s and 2000s. From The Conversation by Edward Anthony Avery Natal. A sociology professor with some books to sell talks about his understanding of anarcho-punk relevance in the scene 30 years ago. Quote, however, unlike some forms of teenage rebellion, anarcho-punks also seek to change the world through both personal and political activities. On the personal level, and as I showed in my book, many become vegan or vegetarian and seek to avoid corporate consumerism. Unquote. It's never a good sign when the academics try to wrap their hands around our history, folks. 17. Germany. Pirates occupy coal excavators in the Hambach open cast mine. From Hambacherforst.org. Action against the mine, including occupying a coal excavator, is publicized on Instagram. Explanations of some of why this mining, and mining in general, presumably, is horribly toxic and destructive. Also, is anarchy something that can be installed? Maybe only in German. Colombia, Medellin Anarchist Book Fair, November 15th and 16th. From Feria Anarquista del Libro Instagram. An announcement that riffs on alchemy and the magic of the mundane. Quote, nurture is to play with the elements that enable the spiral movement of the organic and inorganic. Water, fire, earth, air. Remembering our compositions and their tendency to decompose puts us in touch with the common that calls us, the eternal metamorphosis that entails the very act of cooking, fermentation, and composting. Unquote. Luckily, some people haven't spoiled us for all fermentation, no matter how hard they tried. Update from Gabriel Kuhn from Left 2-3 by Gabriel Kuhn. An update full of sports and links to things to buy by an anarcho-syndicalist. 20. I saw God in the anarchists from Rednecks Rising Media. People who resist unhelpful officials to help each other in disaster relief give hope to a God believer. This week's podcast was sound edited by Rosinante. What's New is written by Chisel, read by Chisel, and Throat Clearing Noises. We hope this podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists and the anarcho-curious.
Ihr schreibt, dass ihr in eurem Stück auf Entdeckungsreise in das menschliche Innenleben gehen wollt. Warum habt ihr euch für einen Zirkus entschieden, um das innere Seelenleben darzustellen?
Das ist eine ganz spannende Frage. Die würde ich jetzt gerne an mein Team stellen. Nein, wir haben tatsächlich, also diese Projektidee, die liegt schon einige Jahre zurück. Wir haben 2020 ein Figurentheaterstück zum Thema Depression gemacht für Erwachsene, was sich dann ausgeweitet hat für Jugendliche und sehr, sehr gut funktioniert. Wir spielen seit 5 Jahren mobil quasi in ganz Deutschland in Schulen für SchülerInnen, für Jugendliche, für Erwachsene, für Betroffene, für Angehörige, für Leute, die sich interessieren. Und tatsächlich in diesen sehr guten Nachgesprächen, die wir geführt haben, jedes Mal nach dem Stück, sind die Menschen aus dem Publikum auf uns zugekommen, tatsächlich immer wieder, und haben gefragt, warum habt ihr kein Stück zum Thema für Kinder? Oder habt ihr eins? So, wir mussten das immer mit Nein beantworten, aber diese drängende Bitte, die ließ uns quasi nicht los. Und dann haben wir gesagt, gut, nee, wir müssen uns damit irgendwie beschäftigen. Dann kam tatsächlich Corona sehr hart auf uns Kulturschaffende zu. Wir hatten dankenswerterweise immer wieder Möglichkeiten, so Stipendien zu beantragen. Und ich habe ein Stipendium beantragt, um mich mit dem Thema kinderpsychisch kranke Eltern auseinanderzusetzen. Also sprich, da so einen Blick hineinzuwerfen, wie es diesen Kindern geht, vor Corona, in Corona, nach Corona, und habe mich auf die Suche gemacht nach verschiedenen Materialien, die es für Kinder gibt, und bin da auf ganz spannende Bücher gestoßen. Und eins davon hat mich sehr inspiriert und da spielte ein Zirkus mit. Ein weiteres, was auch ganz spannend war, da waren auch wieder Zirkusmotive da. Und dann dachte ich, Das ist eigentlich ganz schön cool, weil Zirkus ist ja gleich so eine bunte Welt. Und Depression, das Erste, was man daran denkt, ist vielleicht irgendwie ein graues, schwarzes, dunkles Loch, so ein Tunnel. Robert Enke beschreibte das ja immer so. Und diese Dunkelheit entgegenzusetzen gegen diese bunte Welt, in der sich eigentlich Kinder in erster Linie aufhalten sollten und wo man sie vielleicht auch hinsetzt, den fanden wir ganz stark, diesen Gegensatz sozusagen. Und dann haben wir gesagt, naja, lass uns doch damit mal spielen. Wie funktioniert das? Kann das gehen?
Ich kann mir vorstellen, dass diese bunte Zirkuswelt oder so, mit der man das dann ja praktisch aufzieht, das Thema Depression, dass das ja auch vielleicht ein bisschen die Angst vielleicht nimmt vor diesem, was ja eigentlich immer sehr als trüb und dunkel und dargestellt wird, oder?
Das hoffen wir. Wir haben ja noch wenig Publikum gehabt bisher bei unseren Proben. Mir persönlich, ich komme nicht aus dem Zirkus, aber in dieser theatrale Kontext, sich damit immer wieder zu befassen, auch die Möglichkeit zu reflektieren in diesem bunten Genre sozusagen, das hilft mir tatsächlich über dunkle, trübe Tage, die natürlich auch ich habe, auch wenn ich nicht an Depressionen erkrankt bin. Und wir wollten auch sozusagen nicht diese dunkle, trübe Stimmung, die man erstmal irgendwie damit in Verbindung bringt, ja, auf die Bühne bringen für Kinder, weil wir gesagt haben, naja, wer geht denn da hin? So, eigentlich sollte es erstmal Spaß machen, Freude machen, irgendwie auch ein Plakat zu sehen, was irgendwie Freude macht, was an den Zirkus erinnert. Und dann kommt irgendwie so schleichend aber auch dieses Thema dieser psychischen Erkrankung mit rein. Und wie bewegt sich das denn dann da in dieser bunten Welt? Und wie kann vielleicht auch der Zirkus da quasi helfen? Und das haben wir so ein bisschen untersucht in unseren langen Recherchearbeiten, aber auch dann in der Probenzeit.
Ihr schreibt, dass ihr in eurem neuen Stück auf Entdeckungsreise in das menschliche Innerleben gehen wollt. Warum habt ihr euch für den Zirkus entschieden, um das innere Seelenleben darzustellen?
Wir haben ganz, ganz viel Material gesammelt und haben uns dann irgendwann musst du dich ja entscheiden, mit was willst du arbeiten. Und das geht ganz viel bei mir über Bilder. Und wie gesagt, dieser Zirkus war sozusagen ein Bild, was über die Kinderbücher, die ich da zu dem Thema gelesen habe, aufploppte und bei mir direkt ein Bild hat entstehen lassen im Kopf. Und ich habe quasi das Stück schon auf der Bühne so ein bisschen gesehen. Und natürlich ist das in meinem Kopf und jetzt muss ich gucken, wie funktioniert das auch wirklich.